When an inmate gets released from prison, the general assumption is they normally get $50 in a bus ticket and are thrown out into society. But under a new proposal, lawmakers are aiming to change that for eligible nonviolent offenders serving the last few years of their sentence. Essentially, it would allow released inmates to have an official ID card with the state, making it a bit easier for them to find a job. But Republican Senator Thad Altman says it's only after they complete treatment at a reentry facility created by the Florida Department of Corrections.
We have a separate facility designed specifically for reentry back into society, where these inmates, after being released from hardened prisons, where many times they come out a more hardened criminal than when they went in, are going to go to a different facility, a facility specifically designed to support them and help them reenter society.
And that's what Smart Justice is all about, helping to reduce the recidivism rate, which is just keeping ex-inmates from committing more crimes. Altman, the bill's Senate sponsor, has been working on the Smart Justice proposal with Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, the bill's House sponsor.
There's a nexus of opportunity here. Whether you're trying to save this state $1 billion in corrections cost, or you're trying to prevent victims of crime from reoccurring, or whether you simply see that somebody in this system needs some drug treatment or attachment to some career paths to be able to be a success when they come out that gate.
A number of business leaders brainstormed ideas of ways to find cost-effective ways to improve public safety, including this one. They call themselves Florida Smart Justice Alliance. The group's president and CEO, Barney Bishop, says while he acknowledges recidivism rates are dropping, Bishop says there's still more work to do in rehabilitating these inmates, pointing to the Florida Department of Corrections' own data.
2 out of 5 new inmates are reoffenders. Merely locking them up again and again is neither smart nor the best use of our tax dollars. Yet of the 33,000 inmates released every year from state prison, only 23% receive any kind of treatment. That's fewer than 1 out of 4.
Bishop and the 2 bill sponsors made their remarks at a press conference Tuesday to announce the bill. They were also joined by Democratic Representative Daryl Rousson, who also showed his support for the proposal. The bill has cleared the drafting process and does not yet have a bill number. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.